Namaste. You're listening to A Catalyst for your moments of mindfulness today. Hello, and welcome back to my podcast. And if you're new here, welcome. I look forward to guiding you closer to your heart center in this minisode. As you know, in every minisode, I share a relatable story and end with a guided meditation to bring it all back home, bring you back home to your heart center. So I hope that you'll stick around to the end and rate this podcast 5 stars if you enjoyed it. Or if you're a regular listener and haven't done that yet, please do, because it really helps to push my podcast out to more listeners, more beautiful human beings just like you who are calling in and seeking more moments of mindfulness in their life. It also really helps when you share the link to my podcast with your loved ones on your social networks, because again, it helps to push the Catalyst brand and podcast out into the world. And it really helps out creators like myself. Today's minisode is another segment of the BOLO series on my podcast, which I've funnily titled Burnt Out and Laid Off, because I'm taking you through my life while I am exactly that. At the end of the week, I'll share a recap of my week and the action steps that I took to move through my burnout and also being laid off. And this is actually the first time I've used such harsh language on the podcast. I normally put a positive spin on everything. However, titling the series Burnt Out and Laid Off actually gives off a different type of vibe. And make of this what you will, but a lot of listeners are actually resonating and clicking on the podcast titles because they resonate so much with the concepts of burnout and laid off. Now, of course, this is a reality of listeners, of people around the world. However, it speaks a lot to our society at the moment. And for me, as a creator who's constantly creating, ideating, and sharing content, it's so interesting to see what sits with my audience and what doesn't. And to know that such words really resonate and a lot of you are feeling seen, heard, tuning in to get the updates on this segment, it speaks volumes. Nevertheless, my mission remains the same, and I hope to bring you attainable, simple ways to combat these instances and hope to bring some inspiration to your life if you're going through something similar. In today's segment, I want to talk about how important it is to honor our capacity, because this is a common thread weaved through the week that I just had. And capacity has everything to do with our energy and time management. And for me personally, I run on island time. My family is from Guyana. We are a country in South America, also part of the Caribbean, and we run on island time. My close friends and family know this about me. Not too long ago, when my friends would make reservations at a restaurant, they would call me specifically and tell me that they made the reservation for a time that is half an hour before the actual reservation time to give me that extra 30 minutes to arrive on time. However, I quickly caught on to their tactics and that no longer works. Also, I got a little bit better at arriving on time. Nevertheless, my island blood is strong. The belief in island time runs deep simply because of what it signifies to us. Now, a lot of different people may use this term and have different interpretations of it. Or if you've visited an island, you've actually experienced it yourself. And what it means is just a simple slowing down of time. Yes, the stereotype is that we are all late and not really punctual. However, this idea of slowing down time and savoring every single moment runs so deep in our culture. Island time feels like the moment the breeze blows and there's a stillness after the trees rustle before the next wind begins again. Island time is also when the waves crash to the shore and there's a stillness as the tide goes back out into the ocean and there's stillness on the shore. Island time is also when we take a deep inhale of the breath and exhale completely and there's a stillness right before we inhale the breath again. in these moments of stillness, this is the meaning of life. Here is where we find the beauty in life, right in that stillness that we can cultivate in the everyday simple moments of our life. That is the beauty of island time. And you might be wondering why I'm painting this picture for you. And it's simply to remind you of the beauty that is in our everyday, of the simple ways in which we can cultivate moments of mindfulness in our everyday and bring mindfulness to our everyday. And being able to practice mindfulness in such simple, attainable ways is one, obviously, a huge passion of mine. That is why I created this podcast to share these exact moments with you on a weekly basis. And two, as I mentioned in the previous segment, being burnt out really forced me to practice everything that I preach. And now that I reached a state where my energy was at an all-time low and I had no energy left to give to anything, no matter if it meant a lot to me or not, simply because I was depleted, I really leaned into and felt grateful that I was practicing mindfulness all along, because the time that it took me to rebound from this burnout, from the sickness that I feel, has been so short compared to if I was not practicing mindfulness, if I didn't know how to listen to my body and take the cues to slow down when I did. Because although I was burnt out and was feeling so low on energy, my case could have been so much worse. It can always be so much worse. That's the reality of life. However, because I had so much tools in my toolkit that I share with you on a weekly basis and that I share with you through resources like my Instagram, social media, and like my newsletter, I've been able to cope and handle it a lot better. And now, what does that look like? Like I said in the previous segment, I knew that this burnout was coming because the number one indicator was that my sleep became so much more disturbed. It had been about 3 weeks that I had slept properly, and sleep is the essence of our life. If we're not replenishing and rejuvenating for enough hours in the night, surely we will become burnt out. Because what ends up happening is that we burn the candlestick from both sides. That's another Caribbean saying for you, but essentially it's that we're burning it on the nighttime, staying up really late, and then burning it on the morning time, waking up really early. So the time in between, the candlestick in between, becomes shorter and shorter and shorter. And that's essentially the energy that we have left for life. And so it's been now about 2 full weeks since my body really started to cry out for help, forcing me to slow down. And this most recent week came with cold symptoms and sickness. As soon as Monday rolled around, I felt a soreness in my throat. And by Tuesday, I was completely wiped with fever, chills, congestion, runny nose, every symptom in the book. And I was just forced to lay down and sleep. I had a headache that was everlasting, and so that was my body's final cry, and I knew in that moment not to fight it. There have been times past where I would be sick and I would try to get some work done, I would try to go to the gym, I would try to walk it off, sweat it out. However, I've learned my body to this point, and I've read all the context clues, and I know that it was time to slow down. And this is truly what the body wants. And I know if you're listening to this, you probably reached that point at some point as well where you were burnt out and you knew what the right thing was to do, and it's just to rest. I'm here to remind you that when you get that feeling and you know it's rest that you need, please take it, because this will build trust with your body, build trust with yourself to take care of yourself and give yourself what you need to bounce back to full health. And so in letting this sickness that I experienced run its course, I was able to spend some more time introspecting and letting all of the information, recent life events, just kind of marinate in my mind and give myself the time to process. Other notable moments during the week was meeting with my mentor to chart out some possible options for my career. Now, a note on mentorship, and I would love to know if you want to hear more on this, is that I was actually praying for a mentor a few years ago. However, It was an idea that I parked in the back of my mind because I wasn't entirely sure where to look for one, what kind of questions I had. I just knew the benefits of having a mentor and being mentored, and it was something that I really wanted to call into my life. And just simply by setting the intention out there and continuing to make connections as I do, I was able to find one for myself. And little did I know how useful, how beneficial mentorship would be to me, especially at this point in my career and this huge turning point in my life. So if you'd like to learn more about mentorship and hear more about my mentoring experience, please do let me know. You can leave a comment on Spotify, leave a comment on my most recent social media post, and I'll be sure to share more about this experience. And I also met with my Ayurveda coach, who is helping me on the holistic health side of things, get back to my optimal health. And this includes mainly some changes in my diet. One of my main goals when I realized I was approaching this burnout was just to seek help and guidance in all areas of my life to ensure I was looking at my body, myself from a holistic point of view, and nurturing myself back to optimal health from all lenses. I also met with my financial advisor to devise a plan for my finances during this time in my life, because lacking a stable source of income can be stressful. But I am tuning into the frequency of abundance, that there is always going to be enough. There has always been enough for me, and we're going to keep it moving because that's exactly it. There's no lack in on this side. And as delusional as I might sound, this is truly the way I am choosing to look at life. Exploring our relationship with money and our money mindset is so important, and I encourage you to do this at regardless of what stage of life that you're in. Question your beliefs around money. Where do your beliefs about money come from? And how do they impact your daily life? This is also something that I'd be happy to speak more on, and I do plan on creating some content around this in the future. Simply because there's so much for me to share growing up Guyanese and coming from a mentality of scarcity where there is never enough or money is the root of all evil, and so many outdated beliefs that shaped my views around money, and being able to confront those at this time and transcend them has been monumental for my health. Now, one thing to note about these appointments that I had in the last week was that they were all pre-booked before the month of March, aka before I was informed of my employment contract coming to an end. And I decided to uphold all of these appointments, and in a way that really helped to build trust and security with myself. I was really happy I was able to follow through with them. However, the flip side of it is that by Friday, I was so overwhelmed because I had so much more new information to process, and I was already operating at a lower energetic level. So that's why honoring our capacity is important. And I'm sharing this with you as a way for you to learn from my experience with burnout so that you do not experience burnout yourself. So what that would look like is if you feel yourself having no energy or enthusiasm toward a certain project, a certain meeting, reschedule it if you can. If you're a woman who has a menstrual cycle, perhaps looking at periods in your cycle where you know that you have more energy and scheduling your appointments during those times. Or taking more control of your schedule and your day-to-day agenda to schedule meetings and time periods where you have more energy. For example, in the middle of the day versus the end of the day. Simple changes like this to honor your capacity can be so life-changing. And speaking of life-changing, another appointment that I had booked prior to the beginning of March was a hair appointment with my dear friend Sade, who's my stylist. And I had been going, flipping back and forth on chopping my hair or not. And with recent life events, I decided to go for it. And so we chopped 10 inches off of my hair to donate to children with hair loss. The fact that I was able to find an organization who accepts colored hair for donations really warmed my heart, and I'm so excited to get my hair mailed out to this organization. And it feels so good to not only gift myself a transformation physically, but also for a great cause. And honestly, when I slept and woke up the next day, I felt already so much better. And I really do think, again, it comes back to utilizing all the tools that I had in my toolkit, from reaching out for help, booking consultations, sleeping, eating, nourishing my body, trusting my body, listening to my body, and also seeking change where I need it. Being able to release a lot of stagnant energy through unconventional ways, for example, by chopping hair, is a way to facilitate the movement of energy and restore vitality to our life, which is especially important now as we're entering the season of spring. So, all to say, I encourage you to honor your capacity as we go through this new week, as we enter a new season, and also find ways to switch up your routine, to create change, to create movement in your life, even if it's moving your own body more, drinking more water to promote healthy organ function. Implement small changes wherever you can to practice more mindfulness, to be more present in your life. I promise you, these small changes make big, big difference. And when times get tough and you realize that you're low on energy, it's these practices that you'll always come back to. So with that, I invite you now to take a few moments of mindfulness with me and tune in to your body. And we do so by tuning in to our breath. Deeply inhale through the nose. Exhale through the mouth. Become aware of the stillness that is within you and around you in this moment. The slowing down of your breath. The slowing down of your thoughts. Drowning out the sounds and movement around you as you bring your awareness inward to your beating heart, the blood running through your veins, the expansion and contraction of your lungs, the softness of your eyelids, the heaviness of your limbs. Express gratitude for who you are in this moment. Thank you. In this moment, as we honor our bodies, listen to our bodies, and deepen the connection with our bodies, and ultimately, deepen the trust with ourself. As you move through the rest of your week and enter this new season of spring, I encourage you to deepen this connection, honor this connection as you flow through your life. As you bring your awareness back to center, bringing a gentle smile to your face. I'd like to once again remind you to leave a positive review, comment, or share this segment with your loved ones if you enjoyed it. And I look forward to catching you in the next one. Thank you for tuning in with me today. Namaste.